AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Midwest has been wrestling with severe weather for days. Now, a string of tornadoes apparently rolling across Indiana and Ohio overnight. Blake Gifford was outside in the Dayton, Ohio area, but managed to run inside just in time into a bathroom just as the big tornado hit.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall and the wall shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out sitting there. It lasts about, I'd say, 10 to 15 seconds. Scariest 15 seconds of my life.
In Indiana, emergency crews are going door to door checking homes. Everybody seems to have survived the tornadoes in the Midwest, but millions lost power. President Trump is returning to Washington after a four-day visit to Japan. The president stopped to visit the USS Wasp in Tokyo Bay, giving a Memorial Day speech to hundreds of members of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet.
Our republic endures because of brave men and women who are willing to lay down their lives to defend us all.
Iran says this morning a lot of U.S. military power is on the decline. And it says it doesn't want to start a war with the U.S., but it's not afraid of one. In Japan, a man carrying a knife in each hand attacked a group of schoolgirls near Tokyo, killing two people and injuring 16 before killing himself. Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this story.
A witness told a local newspaper that he heard children screaming after walking past a bus. He said that when he turned round, he saw a man wielding a knife in each hand screaming, "I will kill you," and several children were on the ground. Another witness said he saw a schoolboy with scratches on his face, hands and legs, sitting on the ground of a parking lot, looking frightened.
We don't know anything yet about the man or why he would have done this. This is AP Radio News. Those flavorings in e-cigarettes may pose a health risk.
Researchers at Stanford University's Cardiovascular Institute report the flavoring in e-cigarettes may be harmful to the heart. The researchers report in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology they grew cells that normally line healthy blood vessels in laboratory dishes and exposed the cells to six different e-cigarette flavorings. The cells and cells bathed in blood taken from people right after they had an e-cigarette showed signs of damage and inflammation. Cinnamon and menthol seemed the most toxic flavorings. An expert who was not part of the study says small studies like this aren't definitive, but there should be additional testing. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Malaysia says it's going to send back thousands of tons of non-recyclable plastic waste to countries like the U.S. and Canada in a move to avoid becoming a dumping ground for rich nations. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.